Chapter 6. Rouge. Quest, making history available. Why does it always have to be snakes? Who knows, but here you are, and here it is, and you're going to have to kill it. Defeat the boss monster of the abandoned snake dungeon. Success, gain 1 level. Loot. Failure, do we really need to explain? Except, yes, no? That was a really big snake. Rouge had intentionally never learned much about snakes, focusing more on the mammalian portion of the animal kingdom whenever school demanded anything along those lines. Beavers, for instance, were really, really cool. Snakes. Nope. She could still distinctly remember the cool, slick feeling of the little snake that Fink Jimmy Peterman had dropped down her new Wonder Woman shirt during recess on a beautiful spring day in 5th grade. The poor creature had undoubtedly been even more terrified than she had, but that hadn't kept her from shrieking loudly enough to bring every teacher who was supposed to be preventing things exactly like this running. It had actually been a new kid named Jace who came to her rescue, and that had been the event that brought them together, which theoretically made it worthwhile, but she still did not like snakes. This snake had a huge, broad, triangular head, probably large enough to eat core in a single bite. 2 horns? Bony protrusions? Really weird scales? 2 things stuck up between the narrow nostrils, and the scales were a sandy shade, with yellow-edged hourglass markings down its back in a darker brown. A surprisingly narrow neck, maybe only 4 feet across, emerged from behind the wide jaws, but the body quickly expanded again, becoming even wider than the head before tapering quickly down to a blunt point. The snake's eyes were open. Were snake eyes always open? Did they even have eyelids, and staring at them with a cold, flat expression? It didn't move until Rouge stepped one trembling foot into the room, and then it opened its mouth and hissed. Oh. Fangs. Big giant fangs. They were as long as she was tall, and she felt her whole body go rigid at the mere thought of one of those things sinking into her flesh. Then Doom Bloom rushed past her, blades whirling in a vicious dance, and Rouge realized she'd failed. She was supposed to go in first. She was supposed to distract and attack whatever was in there with her superior dexterity, and most importantly, her complete lack of debuffs. Now, Doom was going in because Rouge had locked up, and if her sister died here and had to walk all the way back up north from wherever she had last set her spawn point, which probably wasn't actually in Bright because Doom wasn't stupid, and that's where Phantom Hat was, it was going to be Rouge's fault. Rouge accepted the quest, clutched her Mombele, and raced forward. If she was a giant monster snake, what would her weakness be? A single missing scale on the belly, allowing access to its heart through tender flesh. Did someone need to allow themselves to be eaten, so that they could bravely cut their way out from the inside as their friends mourned their loss? No, what had the head librarian said? This was a test, right? The whole dungeon had been meant to test their endurance, and this was no different. It was just the penultimate challenge that was supposed to break them after they'd been worn down by everything that came before. That meant that this thing was made to take the hits. Whatever damaged it would need to be powerful, and it was probably going to take a lot of blows to finish it. It was supposed to bring even the strongest, sturdiest group to the edge of the breaking point, and push anyone less than that right on over the edge. Unfortunately, their damage per second, or DPS, was low right now. They had been able to handle lots of little serpents, since each of them could deal a decent amount of damage individually, and there were several of them, but they didn't have anyone who specialized in dealing a lot of damage at once. Unless Doom could do that, which was possible, since Rouge hadn't actually had many chances to fight with her sister so far, but without stamina regen, using any big stamina cost skills was off the table. Which meant it was up to Rouge, and she only had one skill or spell that might actually work, and she'd probably only be able to use it one time. Were snakes smart? If she failed to kill it with one attempt, would it be able to figure out what she was up to, and make sure she couldn't pull it off again? Rouge grinned. Only one way to find out. Quickly, she ran to the side, dropping into stealth as soon as she entered the black shadow cast by a broken pillar. Doom Bloom and the snake were already engaged in battle, and only her sister's off-the-charts dexterity was keeping her alive. Given the size of the monstrous serpent, Rouge had expected it to move slowly, but instead it struck so quickly that only the brief tensing of the muscles beneath the gleaming scales gave warning of its intentions. Doom was a seasoned veteran, though, and she had probably picked up on that small tell before Rouge, and every time the snake's muscles bulged, the elf warrior whirled away. Rouge was looking up at the top of the pillar in front of her, as an ear-splitting crack sounded from nearby. The snake had struck again, its enormous jaw dealing the stone floor a blow that shattered the fired ceramic tile, sending shards everywhere. You have taken 15 points of damage from clay shrapnel. Your stealth has been broken. Rouge yelped as a stab of pain flared up from her leg, where it was exposed by the edge of the pillar. She looked down to see that she was indeed fully visible once again, and blood was trickling from a cut on her calf. A hand came to rest on her shoulder, and she flinched before recognizing the healing warmth. Looking up, she flashed Aspen a grateful smile, and as soon as the 60-second cooldown on her skill was over, dropped into stealth again. Beside her, Aspen reached into a pouch at his waist and pulled out a handful of small brown somethings. He threw the things onto the area of earth exposed by the snake's recent attack, and flicked a glance at Rouge. She would almost swear he winked. Doom Bloom Rouge Silas, I'm going to try to hold the snake. Back away for a moment. Vines shot up from the ground with a force that nearly equaled the blow the serpent had initially dealt. They grew rapidly thicker and longer, until they were as large as Rouge's thigh, and nearly as long as the snake itself. Enormous thorns studded the full lengths of the creeping vines, and they twisted and writhed in a surprisingly sinuous manner. Rouge recognized this trick as the one Aspen had used during their escape from Bloodhaven, but the druid was obviously much, much better at it now. The plants whipped out toward the snake, wrapping the beast with spiked tentacles that slid into gaps between the triangular scales, ripping them free and causing blood to shower from the serpent's sides. Silas, who Rouge hadn't even noticed had joined the fray, flew down and sank her teeth into one exposed patch of raw muscle, and the snake jerked within its bonds, throwing the little bat away. Rouge felt a flash of panic, but the little voice sounded in her mind, tired but triumphant. That was my strongest attack, disease vector. I don't know what disease it got, but it's sick now. It takes all of my stamina though, so I have to rest now. The voice faded away, and Rouge ground her teeth in frustration, wishing she knew where her friend was so she could protect her. Well, the best way to protect all of them was to take that snake out. Doom and Kor were going to town on it, striking with swords and hooves, and Kor's flying rearward kick drove the serpent backward so powerfully that Aspen grunted, straining to keep the vines wrapped tight. Rouge scurried up the remains of the pillar. It was only 6 feet or so tall, though the ceiling was easily 20 feet high, but the crumbling stone pedestal was the most intact piece of a once elaborate colonnade. Besides, this skill didn't require a 15-foot drop, unlike her poison rain spell. Unfortunately, venomous creatures were generally immune to poison. And while the little knives that fell during the run dealt damage, their greatest strength was the efficient delivery of deadly poison. That left one option, and she didn't even know if it would work. Her party was doing an excellent job of wearing the snake down, and it was definitely injured and weaker than before. They were too, however, with Silas out of the fight, Kor and Doom Bloom both visibly damaged, and Doom almost staggering. Aspen too was pale as his hands wove through the air, trying desperately to keep the straining vines wrapped around the enraged monster. This was it. Rouge focused on a small patch of the snake's skull. It glowed subtly yellow in her vision as she pulled up her skill, and she leapt into the air, first triggering Shadow Glide to send her higher, closer, and on the best trajectory toward the terrible serpent. Gripping her Mombele, she landed on the snake's head, then swung shouting, "Tarion Puncture!" Her Mombele crunched into the weakest point of the snake's skull, shattering the bone and delving deep into the brain matter beneath. Her hand was suddenly warm and slippery, and she choked, letting go and falling away from the beast as it began to thrash. The great body ripped Aspen's plant from the earth, revealing the deep rope-like roots that had been holding it in the ground, and both Kor and Doom were thrown away by the convulsions of coiled muscle. Rouge felt her back smack into something hard, knocking the breath out of her and causing her vision to dim. You have had the wind knocked out of you. You are breathless. You have taken a blow to the head. You are concussed. Rouge laid there, unsure where there even was, though she had a vague inkling that she may have impacted a wall, as she listened to the sounds of battle continue. Had she failed? She was certain she'd broken into the snake's skull. There was no mistaking that horrible, squishy feeling. Why did she feel like there was something she was forgetting? Oh. She opened her hand and forced a coherent thought through her muddled brain. Mombele. Return. Everything stopped. She could almost picture her weapon, buried deep in that reptilian brain, whirling about as it tried to return to her hand. Had it made a new hole? Had it burrowed out through the existing one? How smart was it? Could it choose its path, or did it simply attempt to come to her in a straight line? Her head was spinning as she felt the gory hilt slap into her palm, and then the notification she'd been waiting for flashed across her vision. Half of it was gibberish thanks to the concussion debuff, but she knew what it said. Y, and carat dollar hash delton percent fatal and percent dollar to gibbous viper. Gibbous viper and carat dollar died. Dollar carat percent hash street, making history com, and percent. You, dollar and carat percent, and blank carat hash level 53. In percent dollar and blanken and percent dollar and carat percent dollar and in, knife, and percent carat. You are no, carat blank, and carat. You ha, percent carat percent dollar gained 2 blank and percent dollar in tarion puncture. Yo and percent, no and level 4. You have gained 1 L underscore carat blank, and percent lied. You, and caratino and percent dollar vel 6. She blinked into the sudden silence and let her eyes fall closed.